Wrap up warm to avoid heart attacks. New Scientist, July 5th, 2013. When it's cold, we turn up the central heating. Our bodies do the same, burning brown fat to produce extra heat and keep us warm. But this internal heating system may have a dangerous side effect. Brown fat has always been considered to be a good fat, says Yihai Cao at the Karolinska Institute. Since it turns the energy obtained from food into heat, brown fat is thought to be one of the key ways to weight loss. Cao and colleagues want to investigate its role in atherosclerosis, the buildup of fatty deposits in blood vessels. First, the team created genetically modified mice that were easily prone to atherosclerosis. At 8 weeks old, they split the mice into two groups. Some mice were kept for a further 8 weeks at 30 degrees centigrade, a temperature that mice find comfortable, while the rest were kept at 4 degrees centigrade. Mice exposed to the cold converted more white fat to brown, and the production of low-density lipoprotein was accelerated, leading to a greater buildup of fat deposits. The mice kept in the cold also had deposits in their blood vessels that were more likely to break off and cause blockages, a major cause of heart attack and stroke. To test whether the effect was specifically linked to heat generation, the team next created atherosclerosis-prone mice that were unable to use their brown fat to produce heat. These mice were completely protected from the increased production of LDL and consequent arterial problems. But Andrew Whittle at the University of Cambridge notes that mice kept in the cold will eat more food, which might also contribute to the extra fatty deposits. Until recently, we did not know adult humans had brown fat at all, he says, and we still are learning what it does. Thank you.